Welcome to the Hot Corner Show on the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor and the official chiropractor of ISPS, and Manuel T. Ferrero III, the commissioner of international slow-pitch softball. Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
Frontier Spine and Healthcare brings you the cutting edge in healthcare with all the newest research and techniques in natural medicine. Although many people share the same symptoms, they all have them for different reasons. Using thorough physical examination and the newest technology in diagnostic testing, we can truly discover why you have the symptoms you do. Remember that good doctors know what you have, but great doctors know why. Call 786-353-HEAL or click www.353heal.com to schedule your appointment and experience the future of medicine today. Predictive, preventive, and personalized. Frontier Spine and Healthcare. Area code 786-353-HEAL or www.353heal.com.
All right. Welcome in, everybody. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. It's your host here on the Hot Corner, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor. And, of course, you know, I've got my good friend and my co-host, Mr. Manuel T. Ferrero III, co-hosting here with me tonight. We're broadcasting live right now. We're on Periscope. You're going to be able to find us on YouTube. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Blueberry, all over the place. We're everywhere, and we're actually broadcasting live from the Sports Grill, live in Kendall, as a matter of fact. So we're on 97th and Kendall, right in the middle of all the traffic. Come on down. If you come on out and listen to the show over here, you actually get your first beer free. Sports Grill's being real awesome, taking care of everybody coming out. They got a spot for us back here to broadcast the show for all you guys out there that want to listen to sports and health. That's what we're talking about here on the Hot Corner, as always. So we got a lot lined up here for you tonight. We actually have a special guest who's going to be talking to us about safety of the future of softball in all new safety equipment with face masks and that and those things for pitchers. So we're going to get to an interview right there. But before we do, of course, you know, we're talking sports tonight. But before we get there, what we're going to start out doing is talking about Thanksgiving and the experiences that we had. So, Manny, I got to introduce you, man, the man, the myth, the legend, the co-host here on the Hot Corner. Manny, how's everything going tonight, my friend?
Everything is beautiful, Dr. Ray. Beautiful. Can you hear me perfect? Everything's good on your side?
Everything sounds good, man. I think we got a good plan here.
I think the show is evolving slowly but surely. We're on Periscope. We're on GoPro. Thanks to our good friend, Mr. Gabe Kareed. Dude, I had a great, great Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but I had a tremendous Thanksgiving. I cooked my world famous Cuban mojo turkey,
world famous,
which is my staple. I only cook once a year, and that's on Thanksgiving, brother. So, you know, that's my day. To tell you the truth, I was talking about this with my family, man. It's funny how when you get older, when you're younger, your favorite, at least for me, your favorite holiday is Christmas, because you get a bunch of toys, you get, you know, gifts.
I can agree with that.
As you get older, for me now, it's all about Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving, the whole family, you know, gets together. We come around the table, which is something nowadays that's very, very rare to get the whole family together, you know, at the dinner table. Without any, you know, personal devices or anything like that, you know, just having some good old family traditions and dinners. And I had my Cuban mojo turkey. So, man, it was a tremendous, tremendous Thanksgiving holiday. What about you, Dr. Ray? I know you were out there freezing your butt off.
Yes, that's true. It was cold. It was between 14 and 32 degrees the whole time I was there. And, you know, it's you're in the plains in the States over there, so it's not really how cold it is, but it's the wind. When the wind starts blowing, man, it starts eating you up. But I tell you, it was tons of fun. And first of all, I got to agree with you about Thanksgiving being a great holiday and the way that families do actually come together and, you know, personal devices are banned, you know, at the dinner table, you know what I mean, that
right.
kind of thing. And it should be that way, you know. Actually, it's funny because I downloaded a picture, you know, that said something like, you know, spend time with your parents and you know, value your parents, because by the time you look up from your phone, they may not be there anymore, you know, and that's true. So, you know, I just want to be thankful for my family and for my parents and for my girl's parents, too. We actually spent Thanksgiving with her dad. We went hunting in South Dakota for pheasant. Stayed at a beautiful lodge, got to enjoy the beautiful state. There isn't really much else to do there, but I'll tell you what, it was great to do it there. I mean, it was beautiful land. We had good weather besides it being that cold. We were prepared for it and bundled up. I had 7 layers and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So we were ready to rock and roll, and we had a blast, and we actually had pheasant for Thanksgiving. And that was really, really
nice.
Good, you know, to first time I've ever actually really put dinner on the table, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
And, you know, I was thankful for the opportunity.
Like a freaking caveman.
Hey, man, you know, but it was a lot of fun, man, and a really good bonding experience, and, you know, just something completely unexpected, and it was a great time. So I was thankful for the opportunity to be able to go away as well and actually enjoy a vacation. That's the first vacation I've ever taken since I really started my practice, you know, minus going out of town for the weekend to Orlando and that kind of thing. You know, I love going to Disney. That's one of my favorite things, but... it was great to get away and to come back, and, you know, things didn't fall apart while I was gone, so that's good.
How is it? How is it different from Florida? What's the major thing? Like, oh wow, I'm in another planet.
Well, let me tell you first. Besides the weather, obviously, that's the number one thing. The humidity, there's no humidity. Everything is really dry. My skin was very dry while we were there, as a matter of fact. But the people and just the way everything looks, I mean, all the trees were dead. There was snow on the ground. There wasn't much green. Everything was brown, yellow, orange, you know, those colors. So it was very fall, very winter, you know, looking. As compared to Miami, it looks the same all the time. The land wasn't much different because there isn't a lot of mountains there. It's a lot of plains. But it's not developed anywhere like it is here. I mean, if you've ever driven up 27 and gone to those little towns like Lake Placid and Sebring and, you know, even Clewiston to a certain extent, Clewiston is much bigger than this town. So it's just a whole nother world, really. And everybody there is always in the same place every day. You know, it's a low, like everybody there knows everybody. One major landowner in the town. So, you know, it was a small town. It's got a main street, you know, but it was a crazy, like, experience, and it was tons of fun, man. It really was, and like I said, putting dinner on the table for the first time was cool, so I was just really happy for that. If you guys have anything that you're thankful for, let us know. We'd love to hear about it. Tweet us, tell us the thing that you're the most thankful for, because for me, it when we talked about it, it was family, it was friends, it was, you know, having somebody to be able to go to bed with and wake up with every night, and somebody that you can love and have family and so on and so forth. And you know, tell me and tell Manny what you guys are thankful for, since we just had Thanksgiving and now the holiday season, all the music is playing in all the stores, Santa Claus
God.
Is coming at night, you know, it's popping off already. I was at Home Depot jamming last night to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, so, you know, it's popping here now. It's Christmas time, Thanksgiving is over, but it's still the holidays and it's still family, so let us know what you guys are thankful for as we get on to the show here. You can call in at 347-637-3978. You can also tweet us at ISPSO. You can tweet at Dr. Ray T. You know, you can get a hold of us in a bunch of different ways. So let us know what's going on, and we're going to go ahead and keep it moving here on the show. What we're actually going to do right now is we're going to get to an interview with Dana Mag. All right, Dana Mag is from Excel Hitting and Pitching, and she's going to be talking about face masks.
Actually,
and
It's a he,
oh,
Dr. Ray.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Unisex names, Dana. you're listening, my bad, man. we're talking about the XL hitting and pitching face masks and the future and the safety of slow pitch softball. So we're going to cut to a quick break, and we're going to be back with the interview with Dana Mack right after that.
Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
Man, thank you. Thank you once again. And again, my apologies for my voice. I'm under the weather a little bit today. We've been running in and out of meetings all morning. But without further ado, I believe we have Dana Maggs on the line, and they're going to be talking to us. We're going to be talking about face mask safety and slow pitch softball, and whether pitchers nowadays should be using face masks for their own safety, and I guess for the betterment of the game. We're just trying to make it better. And let's talk to Dana a little bit more. Dana, are you there with us tonight?
I am here. How are you, Mike?
Great. Thank you, Dana, for being on the show with us tonight.
I want to thank you for the invitation as well. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Talk to me a little bit about XL hitting and pitching first, and what you guys do over there.
Okay. I run a youth sports hitting and pitching facility here, and I actually do it out of my home. I have somewhere in between 60 to 80 students most of the time. So I keep pretty busy. I teach boys and girls how to enjoy the game, how to have fun with the game, and, you know, along with giving them the basic needs to develop their skills and move forward and become high-level players if they choose to do so.
And where can we find... Can we find you guys on the web?
I am not on the web. I have chose not to take that route only because most of my business comes through word of mouth. I'm sitting in the middle of the DFW area. That's Dallas-Fort Worth. And so I have not really had to develop any kind of web application to draw business because I'm pretty busy without it, to be honest with you.
But you are on
Facebook.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. I am on Facebook. I do have a page there.
Let us know how we can find you guys on social media.
Okay. I'm on Twitter, and I am on Facebook. And my handles on both are Excel Hitting and Pitch.
Great. And that's tremendous work that you're doing. The future of our sport, the future of our world with the youth, man. That's great, man. I've always heard from a bunch of people, Manny, you know, you should start some youth, you know, maybe some leagues or something. And it's not the kids that I'm scared of. It's the parents that I'm scared of, man. And I'm sure you have a bunch of stories about parents and, you know, their kid is always number one, no matter if, you know, no matter how good or bad they are.
I believe that's the nature of the competition now. And, you know, parents want to see their child do well, and they're trying to get as best a competitive advantage as they can for their children. I understand that, but there are limitations to everything. And sometimes parents do go a little over the top.
Yep.
And, you know, I've seen the same thing with coaches as well.
Oh, yeah.
To try and create a competitive situation. And And, you know, I always try to convey to my parents and my kids, you know, let them have fun with the game because they're kids.
Right.
That's why we play it, you know. And that's really, you know, where I started out. I played my first baseball game at the age of 6. I played my first slow pitch softball game at the age of 14. I grew up in Ohio. I saw my first men's fast pitch game at the age of 7. So, you know, I've been around the game for a long, long time. I'm now 59 years old, and I'd like to do anything I can to help other people enjoy the game.
That's awesome, man. So you've been around the game for a very, very, very long time. We're not going to say how long, but a good amount of time. So
yeah,
Dana.
Yeah, I've been around it for a while.
Dana,
and I've seen a lot of changes in that time as well. So.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Just from equipment alone. And
exactly.
That's for another story, another show. But let's talk about a specific item of equipment, the face mask, and in particular the face mask for pitchers in slow pitch softball. What is your opinion on it, and where do you see it in the future for this game?
I would really hope that slow pitch softball pitchers would embrace wearing a mask. You play this game for fun. You play this game to be competitive. But you don't play it to get injured. And there's, you know, certainly now with the high-tech equipment that we are now using in the game, you know, the double-walled bats, the composite bats, balls come at you a lot faster than they used to. The compression of the ball coming off of the bat, you're seeing balls come in excess of 100 miles an hour now. And it's pretty much scary. It drove me off the mound, to be honest with you. I had one come by my head one day, and at that time I was about 45 years old. My reflexes weren't where they should have been. I didn't have time to react. And at that point there I said, well, if I don't have time to react to the ball, it's time to stop. So that's what happened.
I hear.
And, you know, it's... I saw a picture on your Twitter page of a gentleman who was wearing a mask and made a comment, and I think it's an awesome thing because of the things that can happen. And I've seen pictures of my own kids who had been hit in the face or in the chest even, and there are definite ramifications for that. And, you know, when you start having to reconstruct facial bones and eye sockets and those kinds of things, it's can be pretty expensive quick, and you better have pretty good insurance.
So. Oh yeah, and it takes the fun out of the game. And
absolutely.
Not only that, but the game has been designed with these dimensions in place, with the, you know, taking into consideration that you're going to use the appropriate equipment, not alter any types of bats or not alter any types of balls. Don't freeze the balls overnight in your freezer. You know, play the game the right way. Do not alter any other of the equipment. And then we really wouldn't be having this discussion. But then again, you go into that underground world of altering bats and altering equipment, and then that's where people start getting hurt. It doesn't become fun anymore. You're killing your own sport, because those people that get injured, like you, we lost a pitcher. The pitching in slow pitch softball is one of the most rarest positions that you're going to find. You're not going to find very many pitchers out there, and we just lost one because he almost got killed. So we're killing our own sport, guys. We gotta be smart. And I really think the future is face mask, at least, you know. And I know some of these guys, they're macho men, and they, you know, they don't want to be, you know, lose their masculinity or anything like that. But, you know, it's guys, come on. Do you want to be macho men and not be able to go to work tomorrow, or, you know, I don't understand. You know, I really, I don't understand their logic. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I really
well,
don't know. What do you think the future is coming? What do you think is coming in the future?
I would hope to see more pitchers, more players embrace masks. For many of the reasons you just stated, but you know, you've got to let your ego get out of the way and consider the safety of you, yourself, and you know, the income of your family as well. I mean, if you have a catastrophic injury because of a softball, you know, you're not only putting yourself at risk, but you're putting the future of your family at risk as well. And that's,
right.
You know, that's not something to be considered lightly. You wouldn't walk out on a ball field and play a game with, and especially the catcher's position, without having a cup on. Why would you think that your face is any less valuable?
Right.
You know?
It's the first impression, you know, you give to anyone you meet in business or in life, you know, and first impressions are the most important, as they say. But Dana, we ran a little bit past our segment here. Let me do you want to stick around? Let me can I play a commercial and come right back with you and talk a little bit more?
Sure. I'd be glad to wait. Thank you.
We'll be right back with Dana from XL Hitting and Pitching right after this.
Frontier Spine and Healthcare brings you the cutting edge in healthcare with all the newest research and techniques in natural medicine. Although many people share the same symptoms, they all have them for different reasons. Using thorough physical examination and the newest technology in diagnostic testing, we can truly discover why you have the symptoms you do. Remember that good doctors know what you have, but great doctors know why. Call 786-353-HEAL or click www.353heal.com to schedule your appointment and experience the future of medicine today. Predictive, preventive, and personalized. Frontier Spine and Healthcare. Area code 786-353-HEAL or www.353heal.com.
Listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel at ispsradio.com.
And we're back. We're still here with Dana Maggs from XL Hitting and Pitching. You can find them on social media because nowadays almost everybody is on social media unless you're living under a rock somewhere. But check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well, XL. That's EXCEL Hitting and Pitching. Just do a little search for them on social media. You'll figure them out. Dana, where are you guys located? Flower Mound, Texas?
Yes, I am in Flower Mound, Texas. Flower Mound sits between Fort Worth and Dallas. It's approximately 10 miles north of the DFW airport. So it puts me right in the middle of the two largest cities down here in our area. And I've been here for probably 20 years now.
And you solely develop youth. You don't work with any adult slow pitch softball. This is only youth, correct?
This is correct. And, you know, along that same lines, you know, we were talking about safety issues. I have seen a change in the girls fast pitch softball, and I know this isn't your area of expertise, but one of the other things I'm starting to see since we're talking about masks is, you know, the girls are starting to, and the parents are starting to embrace masks for the hot corner positions as well.
Right.
You know, first base, third base.
Right.
And one of the things that was brought to my attention here a few years back was that now there are chest protectors that you can get,
yep,
that you can put under your shirt, and they will also help you from taking that shot to the chest that, you know, in the concept is that you get hit hard enough, then it could send your heart into palpitations, and
right,
you know, it's just one of those things that you know is an additional safety mechanism.
Right.
I've
seen all those products that you are talking about, and I've seen it in girls' fast pitch, the hot corners, first and third.
Yep.
And me myself, I'm gonna start looking into all that stuff because I got a 2-year-old now. He's all about sports. Thank God, he loves baseball. And right now we're just slowly working on high hand coordination.
Yes.
But pretty soon I'm gonna be putting him in T-ball and you know kid pitch and all that stuff. And
right.
It's the future. I'm gonna keep my kid as safe as possible. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of parents nowadays are realizing that this is something you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, just like putting a helmet on them when they go out on their bikes or whatever. But
yes.
Do you think if we or organizations such as yourself, if you educate the youth and implement it at an early age, do you think maybe it might cement into their brains and carry on into their adulthood when they, you know, when their baseball careers or softball careers are over and then they go into slow pitch, because that's almost 99.9% of everybody's career. You know, you don't make it to the majors, so you end up playing slow pitch somewhere.
That's that I would love to see, honestly, man.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to take a change in
a generation.
I guess I would say generations and perception of what that mask is there for. You know, and you're always going to have those individuals who are not going to give up their macho image because they've got a mask on their face. But I'm all for safety in the game because that's what keeps people in the game. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, those people, they'll just have to learn the hard way, I guess.
Well, and that's a tough way to learn. If you go out and just do a search on the internet nowadays, you can come up with all kinds of pictures of individuals who have been hit in the face with a softball.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing soft about a softball.
Nothing at all.
You know, nothing at all. And
I don't even want to get hit with a clincher. You know,
yeah.
Those little mush balls. I still don't want to get hit by one of those.
You know, and it's just, it's amazing to me that we put ourselves at risk on a weekly or even, you know,
nightly,
2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
If we're heavy into it, back in the day I was playing in 3 leagues at one time. So, you know, it's now that I look back upon that, I've got hit by balls on a couple of occasions, but I never really considered the ramifications of it long term. And that's really what can happen, is there can be some serious ramifications long term, including loss of eyesight and you know, serious brain damage. So,
yep. Well, Dana, we only have about 1 minute left.
Okay.
I want to thank you again for joining me today and doing this interview. And it's a very interesting topic. I know we're going to get a lot of questions. I know we're recording this for the show on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't we say goodbye to you and you go ahead and remind all of our listeners where they could reach you if they're in Texas and they want to, you know, bring their kids over to your facilities.
I am on Facebook and Twitter. My handle is Excel Hitting and Pitching, and I will do everything I can to help your children improve their game. And Manny, I want to thank you for taking the time of having me on your show, and I truly appreciate that. And hopefully, in the future, we'll start seeing some changes with this face mask, and I would love to see that as well, because I hate to see anybody get injured.
So do we, man. And this is this is all for them. All this information, we, you know, we could only lead the horse to water. We can't make the horse drink it, but you know, they get this information and they do what they will with it. But Dana, thank you very much. We'll be in contact via Twitter, via social media. We always have a special guest on the show, so we would love to have you again on the show. And we'll be right back with Dr. Ray right after this break.
Listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel at ispsradio.com.
Frontier Spine and Healthcare brings you the cutting edge in healthcare with all the newest research and techniques in natural medicine. Although many people share the same symptoms, they all have them for different reasons. Using thorough physical examination and the newest technology in diagnostic testing, we can truly discover why you have the symptoms you do. Remember that good doctors know what you have, but great doctors know why. Call 786-353-HEAL or click www.353heal.com to schedule your appointment and experience the future of medicine today. Predictive, preventive, and personalized. Frontier Spine and Healthcare. Area code 786-353-HEAL or www.353heal.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, after that interview with Dana Mag. And I got to tell you, I really agree with having people wear masks and protecting themselves. I actually have a picture of a friend of mine, a good friend, Nick. He's listening. Shout out to Nick Lagaris. I'm from the Goons, my buddy Nick.
Boricua Nick.
Boricua Nick. Hi, boy, Nick. Everybody knows him out there. If you guys play the rec leagues down here and tournaments on Saturday as well. But one time was pitching, and he got his glove up, and the ball hit the glove, and it bounced off of his forehead, and he still had the stitches of the ball, like, imprinted on his forehead, and he had a bruise, and, you know, he got blacked up, man, and that was by deflecting the ball. You know, it could have been a really dangerous situation. I've seen multiple people down being hit with these balls and you know, suffering injuries, man. And like Dana mentioned, there's nothing soft about a softball, man. That ball comes in hard if you're playing with a rock, you know. So definitely protection is of the utmost importance. And, you know, even maybe at the hot corner with, you know, as he mentioned, with the way that these bats are, I tell you, I put third, and that ball's real, real quick sometimes, man. It's a sweet thing. You know, that ball comes in. If it's knuckling, you have no idea where it's going sometimes. I've been hit so hard in the knee at one point, I couldn't put pressure on my leg for like 10 minutes. So that ball does come quick. And, if, you know, if that's your face or, as he mentioned, your chest, your heart could stop, you know. And there's not many AEDs or defibrillators at these fields that can get the heart going again. So it can be life and death, and you know, protection is important. So for all you guys out there listening that play, I'm sure a lot of you agree, especially if you've ever pitched. But also stay out of the middle, man. You know, if the guy's throwing outside, don't swing at it. You know, if it's a tournament, you know what's going on, and, you know, it's competition on the line, you got to do what you got to do, but always got to be thinking safety, man, number one. So thanks a lot to Dana for coming on the show. And actually, it looks like, Manny, I think we need to hit that air horn because we got the Sports Grill halftime coming up right
there
now,
as a
matter of fact. You know what that sounds like, everybody?
Halftime.
Oh, it's popping off over here now.
What did they bring here? They brought us some fish dip right here.
Yep, that's what it looks like. So we got halftime coming up right here in the show, 7:30.
Check this out.
Now
right
we're
here
broadcasting live from Sports Grill. We are having a Sports Grill halftime, and they're going to bring us out a little something
here
to eat
go,
every
Dr.
time. So here it looks like they brought us out some fish dip. We got some jalapeno, we got some lime. Manny, if you're going to do fish dip, you got to do it the right way. So what you got to do is you got to get one of these chips, you got to put one of these tortillas, you got to put some fish dip on there. Then you have to put a jalapeno. You got to make sure you get a little tomato on there, okay? And then that's how you take it down. So this is how you eat fish dip. So
gotcha.
Let's go ahead and let's take a bite and let's see how it is here.
Go.
Let's see what else we got. Let's see if we can get it right over here. Perfect. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Special grill grips. All right. So this is the thing that Sports Grill is doing now.
And thank you, Rick.
They're bringing
from,
out
Sports Grill for coming out with the what is this?
We got special grilled ribs here. So there's a whole new line of special grilled. If you guys love the special grilled wings, you want to come and you want to check out special grilled ribs. Manny and I are about to try these out right here. We're going to give them a shot. We're going to let you know what it tastes like and let you guys know that you can come watch all the fights down here now. For all you guys out there watching on Periscope and all you guys watching on YouTube, you can see what they look like here.
Oh,
they're about to go down. I'm doing it the right way here. So again, I'm going to tell you what this fish dip is like first, and we're about to get into these special grilled wings. Manny, what did you think about the fish dip? Here, do a real one.
No, the fish dip.
A real one.
Okay, got you. No, the fish dip is tremendous. I love it. And let me tell you something. I'm not very you forgot the lime. What about the lime there? I see a lime. You could squeeze a little bit of lime juice on it.
Mm.
Guys, come out to the Sports Grill. Try the fish dip there.
That's
some tomatoes. Put some, what is this, jalapeno? Squeeze a little bit of lime on top. What do you think? Huh?
That's how you do it. That's the real way to eat a fish dip, man. Oh, man, I'm jealous. That one looks good over there. All right, and it looks like we also have to get to some special grill wings right here. And Rick's bringing me over a little bit. These are all the new special grilled availabilities here at Special Grill. We got burgers, we got patty melts, we got fillies, we got chicken fillies, shrimp skewers, and tenders. So you guys can come out, and now you can get all your favorite food actually in Special Grill. You know, everybody loves the Special Grill wings, but that's not all they have here anymore. So come get out. Today we're trying the special grilled ribs first. And again, you can get burgers, patty melts, fillies, chicken fillies, shrimp skewers, and even tenders all in Special Grilled now.
So what is this?
So these are the ribs. Manny looks like he's getting into the ribs right over there. Man, I tell you, I love Special Grill, Sports Grill Halftime, Special Grilled Ribs. It looks like we got some waffle fries. This is looking good over there, man. We, again, want to thank Rick here. He's the manager out at 97th and Kendall Sports Grill. You can visit Sports Grill all throughout Florida. We got them in Sunset. We got them here on Kendall and 97. Rick, where else are you guys located now? We got a few locations all throughout South Florida.
South Miami.
We got South Miami. We got Kendall. I know we got a couple. Oh, man. We got a Pembroke Pines location for you guys that are listening up north.
No, but the best one is down here in Kendall, and this is the best one.
The best one is we're at 97 in Kendall, and that's where it's at. But right now, let's check out, and I'm going to tell you what these ribs taste like. They look really good. I just pulled the bone, and just came right off the bone. Oh, man. That's some good stuff right there. We got to get our equipment manager. We got to get our show manager, the guy doing all the stuff behind the back. Gabe, you got to try one of these, man. Here, grab one of these. That's a good wing right there. Excuse me, a good rib right there. I'm so used to saying things. I'm talking special group. This is good.
This is awesome.
Good, good stuff. So, again, we want to thank Rick.
Thank you, Rick,
for the hospitality over here. Sports Grill again, broadcasting live every Wednesday here. And when you hear that sound, you know that we're going to be talking about the Sports Grill Halftime, and we're going to be telling you about one of the great dishes that they have over here. So, thanks again to Sports Grill, and we're actually going to go ahead and take a real quick break right here. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back talking about sports. We're going to talk about Mark Richt. We're going to talk about Kobe Bryant. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff going on in the sports world. And, of course, going down and getting ready for that final playoff push for fantasy with our very own sports dork in just a minute. So hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
All right, we're back. We're back at it.
Oh, a tremendous
and
wing,
in case
right?
You got, oh yeah, they were great, man. Excellent. Not wings, ribs. Remember?
Oh, that's right, ribs.
No, it tastes like Special Grill. You don't know what's going on, but the meat. Oh man, it's good stuff. But anyway, let's keep it moving here. What better than sports and food and health and everything we got here on the Hot Corner? Again, you guys are welcome to listen in every Wednesday night. If you're in the Miami area, Oh, thank you there, sir. And you want to pass on by, you're always welcome to 97 and Kendall. You can call in and listen to the show on 347-637-3978. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/ISPSO. You can find us on Twitter at ISPSO, on Facebook at ISPSO, Facebook.com/353heal.com, at Dr. Ray T. We're all over the place. So listen in. You can get your fix every week of the Hot Corner while we talk sports, health, and bring you great special guests, especially usually dealing with soft community. So let's go ahead and let's talk some sports. Manny, we've had a lot of stuff going down this week, man. We got Kobe Bryant retiring, man. Tell me, what's your thoughts on this, man? We're losing a legend in the sports world. What do you think?
Well, let me tell you, it's true. You got to give it up to the guy. He is a legend, although I never really liked Kobe Bryant. He never really looked like he was a likable person, but he is a unstoppable force, or at least he was. He was one of the most prolific scorers in at least in Laker history. He's going to go down as one of the greatest Lakers to ever live. He could also go down as one of the greatest NBA players to ever live as well, man. He's up there with the Jordans, with the LeBrons. He was just generation between Jordan and LeBron, pretty much. After Jordan left, there was really nobody that was going to take that, you know, that torch. So, you know, he was there and he took it. He won a few rings. I believe he won 5 rings, no? He has 5 rings.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I just think the thing that got to Kobe Bryant is he was never able to achieve Michael Jordan's status of 6 rings. And I think that was something he's going to regret, something that in the back of his mind he never achieved. But, you know, aside from that, 5 championship rings, man, who really has the opportunity to do that? And you got to be awesome.
I mean, yeah, 100%. I mean, let's be real here. 5 rings, it's not 6 rings, but, I mean, it's also not 4 rings. It's also not 3-2, and some guys don't even get 1. So, you know, you got to put that in a perspective. You know, he is up there on all time, you know, in top 10 in a lot of all-time categories. So the guy's had a great career, came into the league straight out of high school, one of the first players to break that barrier, you know, and, you know, just completely set off. And people, it was Kobe mania, you know. Excellent player. And that's, you know, generally people playing out on the West Coast don't get the same love because, you know, it's up later and so on and so forth. But I tell you, did you get a chance to read the poem that he wrote, Dear Basketball?
No, sir, I do not. You have it there?
You got it. I did, and I'm going to read it to you guys just because it's definitely worth the read. If you guys haven't heard it, it's great. You know, this is the thing that Kobe Bryant wrote November 29th, so just a few days ago, and it's amazing if you guys haven't read it. So here it goes. This is Dear Basketball from Kobe Bryant. Dear Basketball, from the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. I love a love so deep I gave you my all, from my mind and my body to my spirit and my soul. As a six-year-old boy, deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court, after every loose ball for you. As for my hustle, I gave you my heart, because it came with so much more. I played through the sweat and hurt, not because you challenged me, but because you called me. I did everything for you, because that's what you do. When someone makes you feel alive as you've made me feel. You gave a six-year-old boy his Laker dream, and I'll always love you for it. But I can't lose you obsessively for much longer. I can't love you obsessively for much longer. This season is all I've left to give. My heart can take the pounding, my mind can handle the grind, but my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now, so we can both savor every moment we have left together, the good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have. We both know, no matter what I do next, I'll always be that kid with the rolled-up socks, garbage can in the corner, 5 seconds on the clock, ball in my hands, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you always, Kobe.
So that's Kobe. That's Kobe right there.
That's it, man. And, you know, I don't know if you guys listening felt the same, but just reading that, I was getting goosebumps. And the great players and the great people that do anything, I mean, they have a passion for the game, and you can really see, or whatever it is that they do, and you can see that this is a real passion. For this man to take the time to write a poem, I mean, you know, you don't write a poem about just nothing. I mean, let's be real, Manny. What's the last poem you wrote? You know what I mean?
Are you kidding?
So, when you have that much passion, it'll force you to put a pen to a paper, and that's what Kobe did here, and just a great way to say, you know, thank you to the game that's given him so much and us as fans so much as well, too. So, you know, we want to pay a special farewell to also for Kobe, his decision now retiring at the end of the season, and, you know, just say thank you for one of the best and for what he's done to the game and always in the eye of the, you know, the spotlight of the camera and never having these negative, you know, things. And yeah, everybody has personal life issues, but always been a good man and always given to the community. And, you know, so it's been good to have Kobe around, and we're blessed to be in the generation to see such a great player, especially after Jordan and now with LeBron and everything too. And even LeBron said that, you know, he didn't hold up his end of the bargain when it came to getting Kobe, you know, in the finals against him. So, and yet they had the opportunity in 2009, but they lost in the Eastern Conference championship game. So they never ended up meeting, but they did have a couple great battles. So anyway, again, we want to thank Kobe. Manny, anything else you want to touch on the subject before we move on to the new coach of the Miami Hurricanes?
Nothing other than, dude, Kobe, the will of a champion, man. The will of a champion pretty much almost to the Jordan goal. Jordan is the ultimate mental champion. You know, you can never beat Jordan. Look at you guys. Look at you guys. I know for only the viewers on Periscope could see these guys scarfing on this special grill ribs from Rick, our friend over here at Sports Grill on 97th and Kendall. Kobe, man, thank you for, even though I never wanted you to win against us, against the Heat, you gave us great games and you gave us great memories and tremendous plays. You know, buzzer beating plays, tremendous dunks. The guy, I even remember back in the day, I remember one of my favorite shoes was the Kobe Adidas, the original. You know, they looked like space shoes with a bunch of bubbles on the bottom. I remember those. Those were great, great shoes. And man, just tremendous body of work. Throughout his whole career, like you said, he was one of the people that broke the barrier of coming straight high school, which I believe you can't do that anymore, right?
No, as a matter of fact, you can't come straight out of high school anymore. And the same thing with football, you know. So there's been a lot of changes, and again, Kobe's been around, and he's been a catalyst in the league, and so on and so forth. So anyway, special thanks to Kobe. And just a tribute to him. And again, you know, we want to go ahead and we want to keep it moving here. So we're going to talk about some breaking news. We actually got the news on the way here to the show. Miami, the University of Miami, has hired a new head football coach. According to multiple sources, Mark Richt, who is the Georgia head coach for 15 seasons, actually is now Miami Hurricanes head coach. He's got 145 wins in those first 15 seasons. He's the fifth highest ranked coach to get that many wins in the first 15 seasons of their career. And he's in some pretty good company there. So the University of Miami has now hired Mark Richt. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk with our Miami sports specialist, the lead sports writer at CBS for Miami, our very own sports dork. We're going to bring on David in a moment, and we're going to talk to him about this and fantasy football as well, too. So hang on just 1 second, and we're going to be right back on with David Dwork from CBS Sports.
Listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel at ispsradio.com. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's Sports with the Sports Dwork. Live right now on the ISPS Radio Network. With sports news and entertainment for all you dworks out there.
Follow him on Twitter at David Dwork. And call the show now at 347-637-3978.
And ask the Dwork anything.
Nothing's off topic.
And now, the sports dwarf, David Dwork.
All right, we got the applause. We're making it happen. We're on the hot corner. We got Mr. David Dwork. Dave, how you doing tonight, my man?
I'm doing good, Dr. A. I'm doing good, man. What do you think about all this Mark Richt, man? You excited? I know you are.
I'm not excited. I'm not excited about it because I know that Mark Richt is an ex-Miami guy. He's an ex-FSU guy. He's been over at Georgia. He's made his way out the state. I think he's a pretty good recruiter. He's obviously had some great recruiting classes, and I think he's got 20 guys in the NFL or something like that. So I think Mark Richt is going to be actually a pretty good hire for the University of Miami. And as a Bulls fan, that scares me a little bit, although I do welcome competition. I was just telling a buddy of mine, I would love to see the FSU-Miami ACC championship every single year, and I think it's only happened but one time since Miami joined the ACC. So, you know, I think I'm looking forward to it. What's your whole opinion on it?
Yeah, no, I'm very happy for the Canes. I think this is probably the best coaching hire that they've ever made. Definitely the highest-profile coach. The guy's got a ridiculous track record right now. He had a ton of success at Georgia, which is impressive on its own just because of the tough, tough conference they play in. The SEC is no joke. They've been, you know, arguably the best conference in college football, you know, for the last couple of decades. And Georgia's been very, very big part of that. So to have him come back to Miami where he played in college, as you mentioned, he's a great recruiter. And I think this is great. I think this is great for the Canes, and I'm excited to see, like, how he builds his coaching staff. I've seen, you know, some reports that he's going to be able to bring in some pretty high-profile coordinators. So, you know, it's exciting. It's very exciting. I'm sure Hurricanes fans all over South Florida are really happy.
I think so, too. I mean, I haven't been able to watch any or hear any radio or watch any local TV or really get any reaction, but just from what I know about Mark Richt, I think that it's going to be a positive one here. And I think that, you know, Al Golden was making $2.5 million, and he was, you know, the North Carolina head coach. Miami, you know, puts the money out for a high-profile head coach and, you know, really makes it happen. And the only question is, and I think Dan Lehart actually met earlier, it's the only thing I've been able to hear so far. I didn't actually even see it. But he mentioned that, you know, maybe we're hiring more of an expensive Al Golden. And when I say we're talking about the Hurricanes, because although he's been a great recruit, as was Al Golden, he always had top 10 recruiting classes while he was here. Where's the player development? You know, look at all the Hurricanes that are in the pros. And how many championships has that equaled for? How many ACC championships has that equaled for Golden? You know, so just the quality of the players coming in and the way they play together as a team not been there, and whether you want to say that's player development or whether you want to say that, you know, maybe they're playing for the coach, or maybe he's not, you know, whatever, however the knocks are on Golden, could that be happening with Richt as well, too? Because, as I mentioned, he's got the fourth highest amount of wins in his first 15 seasons as a coach, but he's got no rings in 15 seasons as well. And he's not playing as well. Bama's plan of the SEC. So, you know, it tells you a little bit about what could be going on there. And it could just be, you know, maybe a goal to be not as bad. Who knows? You know, again, just playing devil's advocate, especially as a Noles fan. What's your take on that?
I think it's a bit better higher than Al Golden. Like, you know, one of the things you were just talking about was that Golden, he often had very good recruiting classes, guys that made it into the NFL, but the Canes didn't do anything with them. And I think that can be very much attested to the coaching. Al Golden, you know, he's been under the microscope for years. Canes fans have been complaining about him for a long time. They've been upset with D'Onofrio, James Coley. So, you know, it's clearly a coaching issue. So for Miami to bring in a coach who has had good recruiting classes and succeeded with them, granted, yes, he hasn't won an SEC title. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they have crazy competition. It's not like the ACC where there's one, maybe two really good teams. The SEC is putting out the Gators were great, Alabama, Arkansas, you know, the list goes on. So I really do think that he's a higher quality coach than the teams have had here in a while, possibly since Butch Davis. I think that he'll be just fine. I think he's going to keep bringing in the good recruiting classes, and I think he'll do something with them. I think Miami, you know, as you were just hoping for, I think Miami is going to come back towards the top of the ACC. Hopefully, you know, it'd be awesome for the Canes-Noles rivalry to be something that every year is a competitive thing, where you're not just assuming, like we have for the last several years, that the Seminoles are going to win. And it'll be nice to see the Hurricanes back on top, because it's been a long time.
All right, so David, forget about the ACC championship. Forget about all that. How many years is it going to take to bring another championship ring home, national championship?
I mean, optimistically, you could probably say within the next, you know, 3 to 4 years. He's going to have to come down here. He's going to have to, you know, get to work with the recruiting. Guys are going to have to see what he's building. And, you know, recruiting goes back. Guys are in, you know, sophomores in high school, freshmen in high school. You know, it starts when they're young. So, you know, it's going to take a little while for him to really put his footprint on this team. But, you know, optimistically speaking, it certainly should be a possibility within the next, you know, I'd say 4 years.
Yeah,
no, you're wrong.
I mean, listen, you got to give the guy a chance, number one, to put a team together. But who knows? I mean, Miami, as I mentioned, has been having good recruiting classes. I wouldn't be surprised if he found success earlier than that. And at least, you know, they were in the running for, you know, had a shot at, you know, at least being ranked. I mean, let's get it, you know, let's just go there. I mean, it's been a while since Miami's been, you know, ranked and consecutively ranked for a while. You know, they've jumped into the top 25 a few times, but then fallen right back out. So, you know, I think that's something that we got to stay tuned for and look for. But, you know, I think it's definitely a good hire for Miami. So I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening with the recruiting now and seeing how many guys decommitted from Miami may go ahead and recommit to Miami now again as well, too. And who knows, maybe it'll even start to have an effect as soon as this year, the Richt effect. So we'll see what's going on, the Richter scale, maybe we'll call it. So anyway, David, let's talk about fantasy real quick, man. How are you doing in your leagues right now? Are you going through this crazy season? Is it me, or does this get crazier every year?
This has definitely been one of the crazier fantasy football seasons that I can remember in recent history. It's just been, you know, I talked to a lot of people about it, and you know, everybody kind of continues to maintain the same thing, that I've been decimated by injuries, or you know, my top round draft picks are busts. It's just been one of those years, and to answer your question, not good. My fantasy seasons are not going well. One, I'm already eliminated from the playoffs, and another, I'm kind of the Dolphins of our league, where I'm not like out of it, but I have the least amount of points among all the teams that are competing for a spot. So it's, you know, with two games I think left in our season, it's not gonna happen.
Oh man, that's a tough one right there, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear it. It has been, you know, just You got to have the right waiver wire priority. So many guys, and not even injuries, just so many guys just not playing anymore that were starters. I mean, it's been such a crazy turnaround. A lot of guys that had hype around them that never amounted to anything. So it's definitely been a crazy year. I'm lucky enough to be in the hunt in all of my leagues for the playoffs. A couple of them I've already clinched it, but I don't know how. I mean, I look at my team sometimes and I'm like, I can't believe this team is actually that good, but or this done this well. And the funny part is too, is that a lot of the teams I'm like 7-6 and 6-6, or, you know, got a really close, a really close winning percentage, but it's just been good enough based on points. And I feel like there aren't many teams this year that are going to be going undefeated or that are going to have just great runs. I think that the pack is really close. I've noticed that in all my leagues. I don't know if you've noticed that in yours as well too. You know, like you said, there's people that have a losing record and they're still not out of the playoffs. So it's definitely been crazy. But is there anybody right now besides David Johnson from the Arizona Cardinals that you recommend real quick before you got to get out of here?
Not really. I was going through the waiver wires earlier today, and honestly, there's nobody that's kind of jumping out as a, you need to get this guy right now. At this point, you know, everybody's kind of making their last couple of moves before the playoffs. And at this point, I think it's just more about figuring out the lineup that you have now, trying to make a decision on who do you feel the most comfortable with heading into the playoffs. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, the team the guy might be on, what their team is fighting for, the defenses they're playing. So now is the time to really study your team and figure out how you want to approach the playoffs.
Or you start trading. You start trading with the people that are completely out.
Well, you know, the problem is that most trade deadlines have actually already passed in a lot of leagues. And that's actually one of the reasons.
I know the commissioner personally.
If you see a trade this late in the season with a team that's way out of it, unless there's keepers involved, that trade should probably get vetoed. Just, you know, as a commissioner, that's my opinion. And what do you think about that, David? If you see first place team, last place team making a trade and there's no keepers involved at this time, what do you think about that?
That's why I think they have trade deadlines. I think once you reach a certain point of the season, you know, you kind of have to play the hand that you've worked for yourself. And there's even leagues where once the playoffs start, you know, they'll freeze rosters. So that way, you know, people who are out of the playoffs can just start dumping. I've been in leagues before where guys who are out of the playoffs just start dumping their players on the waiver wire just to shake things up. And, you know,
fire
basically
sale.
You're out of it. So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm all for, like, not having that kind of stuff happen. You know, it's been a straightaway season. Let's not go crazy at the end. Yeah, I know. Of course you are, Manny.
Okay, you know Manny is. You know Manny is. No, I'm with you on that, David. 100%, man. It's already tough enough in this game. So, you know, without all that cheating and stuff that, you know, that collusion is what they call it, you know, we can do without it. But anyway, Dave, we want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. We know you got to get out of here. So again, remind everybody where they can read about all about your blogs and all your posts and everything, and of course your social media handles.
Yep, cbsmiami.com. Just click on the sports page and you'll see all of our great content. My sports work blog is up there. This week I was blogging about Miko Grimes and, you know, all the news that's surrounding her lately. On social media, it's just at David's Work. D-W-O-R-K.
Hey, Dwork, what about your Movember mustache? You already shaved that animal on your face you left on?
Yeah, I left it on one extra day. I kept it on for the first, but last night the beast came off. So today I'm feeling kind of free. My face is bare. It's funny seeing myself in the mirror. I haven't seen this face in a while.
Nice, brother.
All right, man. Congratulations on shaving, and thanks for joining us again. And we'll be talking to you next week, my man. Happy holidays.
All right, Dave.
You've just heard the Hot Corner Show on the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with a softball-playing chiropractor and official chiropractor of ISPS, Dr. Ray Tolmos, and Commissioner of International Slow Pitch Softball, Manuel T. Ferrero III. Remember to follow the show and hosts on Twitter and Facebook at ISPSO, at DRRAYT. We hope you enjoyed the show and invite you to listen. That
was our very own Sports Dwork, bringing you all the sports news and entertainment you need.
Thanks again for listening in.
We hope you enjoyed Sports with the Sports Dwork, David Dwork. Now, don't be a real dork. The show's not over. Keep listening. Here are Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III.
Well, Manny got a little bit punch happy right there, you know, with the soundboard. But again, a little trigger happy. We do want to thank David again for coming out and talking to us. And again, we also want to thank Dana Mag from Excel Hitting and Pitching for doing an interview with us and talking about the face masks and the future of safety in slow pitch softball. Again, we want to remind you guys to come on out to Sports Grill on 97th and Kendall. You get your first beer free when you come out. You can try these special grilled wings, and the fish dip is great. We can tell you that from experience. Big shout out to Ingle Rick again on Twitter, manager over here from Sports Grill. You can find them, Raider Rick. You can find them on Twitter over here at Sports Grill. You can find us on Twitter as well too, at Dr. Ray T and at ISPSO. If you want to hear about something on the show, if you want to listen to a special guest on the show, tweet us, let us know. We'd be more than happy to do it for you guys because that's what we do it for you guys to keep you entertained and informed on the latest that's going down in health, in sports, in fantasy sports, and, of course, bringing you special guests all the time. So, again, I want to thank you guys. Hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving, holiday, all that type of stuff going on right now. Stay with the family. And, again, we'll be back next week. We'll let you know what our schedule is going to be like during Christmas and all that coming up for you guys that like to listen live. But next week we'll be back. We'll be here at Sports Grill. We'll be live at 7 o'clock like we always are every Wednesday night. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor. And I want to say bye for our host again, Manny Ferrero. And we'll be back with you guys next week right here on the Hot Corner, as always. Until then, everybody, happy holidays and be well.
You've just heard the Hot Corner Show on the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with the softball-playing chiropractor and official chiropractor of ISPS, Dr. Ray Tolmos. And Commissioner of International Slow Pitch Softball, Manuel T. Ferrero III. Remember to follow the show and hosts on Twitter and Facebook at ISPSO, at DRRAYT. We hope you enjoyed the show and invite you to listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here
on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel
at ispsradio.com.